Hi, Bear here with this week's blog. Take heart. In this time of anxiety and loss, it was great being in the group energy field at the hands-off gathering. It was a show of strength and purpose. I didn't witness any anger or sense any fear. It was an outpouring of compassion and concern. Courage and hope are contagious. Between COVID and technology, we become more isolated. In this worldwide contraction, there is solace in connection with other people, the earth, and the divine. Right now, the earth is offering us proof of abundance. Where I am, the trees are flowering, and it's just gotten warm enough for the breeze to stir the scent. The birds happily sing to the morning. The dogs are lazing in the sun and rolling in the grass on our walks. It's important to recognize what is still good as we go through the day, and also to stay informed of current events. After trying many approaches, I titrate the news, perusing headlines to read or watch what's most critical. Focusing on tasks is a necessary part of our day, too. In all cases, the call is to be engaged, no matter what you're doing. Fully immerse yourself in the moment. Then apply the same attention to the next thing. That way, nothing takes you off center or keeps you ruminating on potential outcomes. Note that planning for the future is a task. America is not an ancestral home for most of us. Our country is not based on a single language, ethnicity, or culture. What binds us together as Americans is our values. It's important to live those values in body, mind, and spirit. Physically, make the effort to take a stand. Write, call, show up. Vote with your feet and dollars. Get outdoors, plant something. Demonstrate kindness. Mentally, maintain a healthy balance. Limit negativity and recognize the playful, sweet encounters that happen every day. And build in hugs and high fives. Meditate to create some spaciousness around your body and mind. Finally, gratitude and prayer feed our spiritual strength. Be grateful for the courageous acts of others, individuals, officials, institutions, and businesses. Send love to all those that are suffering, including yourself. I always do some conscious three-part breathing as I lay in bed at night and first thing in the morning, aka transition time. Try out this new practice I've added. Cross your arms at the wrists and place them on your heart chakra area. It feels comforting, like being held. More specifically, it opens up your faith center, which is located at the rear aspect of the fourth chakra. It opens to a certain kind of love and trust in the spiritual nature and intelligence of the universe. Let's call on all the energetic support systems we have available. We can't wait for elections in 2028 or even 2026 to exert our influence. The future is unknown. What we do know is that we can impact it. Peace, love, and healing, Bear. Don't wait to grow your energetic, intuitive, and spiritual skills. Start here with a Hara Line exercise. You need to go to the website or the blog to get that link.